The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on KGYM, presented by Hills Bank, with 19 locations throughout the corridor. Now, let's head courtside and alongside former coach Eric Peterson, here's Miles Klotz.
Welcome in to the Girls State Tournament here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. It's a Class 2A quarterfinal matchup coming up shortly here inside Wells Fargo Arena as the number 4 seed West Branch Bears get set to square off in what should be an entertaining matchup with the number 5 seed in Class 2A, the Osage Green Devils. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Girls State Tournament Basketball here on KGYM 106.3 and 107.5 FM tonight. It's presented, as always, by Hills Bank with 19 locations across the corridor. I'm Miles Klotz, joined by Eric Peterson. And Eric, we've had a chance to follow this West Branch team throughout the postseason. Dominant wins over Wapello and Van Buren, both teams that looked pretty even in the numbers. Here's another team in Osage that, by the numbers, looks pretty even. But they play in a little bit of a less difficult conference and have mostly rolled through the competition. This will be one of their first real tests, though, with the Bears.
Well, that's true. They lost at St. Ansgar. Osage did by just 1 point, and then played a very, very, very good Dyke New Hartford team, but lost to them by 34 points. So, struggled those two games. And you look at some of the records of some of the teams they've played twice: Rockford, Iowa, Central Springs. Some schools that have really struggled this year. So, it's hard to say what we'll get out of Osage. West Branch, played a pretty tough schedule. West Hancock, number 2 in the state; Cascade, number 1; Monticello, number 12 in 3A. Played Regina twice, who gave Cascade maybe a little bit of a tussle, a little closer score in the Regina Cascade game than what we just saw here against Denver in the game right before this. So, it's a game. It's a 4 seed and a 5 seed, and those are usually the games that are sometimes the best in that first round, and we'll see if that's the case tonight.
Okay, yeah, Osage coming in at 22-2. We should note, as Eric mentioned, we just finished watching the game between Cascade and Denver. The top-ranked Cougars won and remained undefeated with a 41-28 win over a good Denver team that had an incredible run to the state tournament. And so Cascade will be the opponent of whoever wins this game between Osage and West Branch, with tip-off for that semifinal set for 10 a.m. Friday. And the Bears will be looking for their first state tournament win ever in their third ever trip. They made it here in 1972 and in 2016 and did not win in either of those trips. As for West Branch, it's their first trip also since 2016. So both of these teams, their senior class is making their first trips to the state tournament. Osage had lost in the regional final each of the last 3 years, including 2 seasons ago when they went 23-0 before a loss in the regional final. So they have made it back to Des Moines for the first time in 4 seasons, and they will look for their first state tournament win since 1993, when they were still a 6-on-6 program. They come in at 22-2 on the season, and Eric, one of the things that West Branch is really going to have to prepare for, and certainly they have, is as good of a three-point shooting team. The Green Devils, 45.6% from long range. That's one of the top 15 teams in the entire state from behind the arc.
Well, and West Branch plays good defense. They a lot of times have four guards in the ball game, and so it'll be interesting to see. Now, I think the field goal percentage was the 45.6%, and three-point range they shoot about 35.1%.
You're right.
That's still solid from the three-point line. And Danny Johnson was 48 for 129 for 37%. Ellie Bobinet shot it really well, 43 for 92, 46%. So they have a number of players that are up above 35% from the three-point line. And again, what about 5 players that have taken 84 three-point shots or more. So again, West Branch is going to need to make sure they stay matched up on the perimeter.
West Branch coming in at 21-3 with wins over Wilton, Wapello, and Van Buren on their way to the state tournament. None of those were particularly close. Osage, they got pushed by Emmitsburg at a neutral site game, played in Garner in their last game. They jumped out to an early 20-7 lead and never trailed, but Emmitsburg continued to give them a push and only ended up losing by 7, 67-60. They also picked up wins over North Union of Armstrong and Lake Mills in their first two games of the playoffs. This is in Osage, a small town in an area where a lot of the other small towns are dropping in enrollment and struggling in athletics. They continue in basically every sport to just put teams into the state tournament year after year. Football, boys and girls basketball. It's quite an impressive accomplishment for such a small town that, unlike West Branch, is not necessarily near any larger cities. It's on the outskirts of the Mason City area. They come in with a 22-2 record. And their star player, Eric Sidney Brandow, a 6-foot-tall senior. She can do a lot of things on the floor. She's going to be very difficult to guard down low. 17.7 points, 7.7 rebounds a game.
Well, it shoots 55.1% from the field. That's they, one thing. Osage does have three girls averaging in double figures. Brando, as you said, 17.7, Johnson 14.5, and Bobinette at 10.3. Again, it's going to be hard to give a lot of help to Brando in the post when you have perimeter players that can shoot the ball. And again, like you said, Miles, 45.6% from the field, and that compares to West Branch, shoots just under 40% from the field. But again, we'll see. Like I say, it's hard to judge schedules and things from that standpoint. A lot of schools up in the Osage area have consolidated. I was up in the neck of the woods 30-some-odd years ago at Rockford, Red Rockford, Marble Rock, who Osage has played twice. And I just look at some of the schools Osage played, I don't recognize them. And that's mainly because of consolidation. The North Springs, Rock Falls, Rockwell, Swaledales, Nashville, Plainfields, a lot of those schools, have combined and consolidated. But again, this should be a lot of fun. I think West Branch, that sub-state game, was a big game for them. Again, offered a real challenge. Again, the pressure was certainly ratcheted up in that game, so it gave them an idea of, state tournament pressure. And, again, like anything else, you always want to get off to a good start if you can. And, again, you want to stay out of foul trouble. Now, West Branch has size. You mentioned Brando, a 6-footer, but both Leneka sisters will play. Again, Mackenzie Hine has gotten good minutes coming off the bench and has played well. So, West Branch has three players of size that, they can run in there and do different things with. Like I say, they go with Kaya Lenekis at 6'2", and then everybody else is 5'7 or shorter. So, but again, Hines coming off the bench at 5'10", and Delaney Lenekis at 6'2". So it offers you some options. And we talked last game, we hadn't seen the Lenekis sisters on the floor at the same time. And then for the first time, I think there was just a short stint where both were on the floor. So again, we'll see what the state tournament offers in regards to if that tandem ends up at the floor at the same time.
Well, it's a Class 2A girls state quarterfinal. Osage and West Branch, the 4-5 matchup. Winner to take on top-ranked Cascade Friday morning here in Des Moines. We are about 10 minutes away from our scheduled tip-off here in the final game of the day. Five games have been played here in Des Moines. We are the sixth and final one here from Wells Fargo Arena. Let's take a quick break, and when we return, starting lineups and introductions are next, and we'll take a deeper look into this matchup between the Green Devils and the West Branch Bears. High school basketball on the gym is presented by Hills Bank.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Here's the thing. Saving money with GEICO is almost better than playing pickup basketball. Because there's always that guy who joins your game. He never passes the rock, he constantly bricks threes, and he'll completely hack you and then put his hands up and say, "No foul, no foul." With GEICO, it's easy to switch and save on car insurance. No need to fake an ankle sprain because you're absolutely exhausted. So switch and save with GEICO. It's almost better than sports.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. Or visit Dell.com/businessdeals.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Wipers squeaking and streaking? Now's the time to change your wipers and get ready for those spring showers. We've got the deals to help you prep your ride. Right now, if you buy two Bosch Envision wiper blades, you'll get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail or email. And next time, you can get what you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com with our free same-day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Ooh, if you could see what I'm seeing right now. A cheesy, sizzly, sausagey, tasty, toasty breakfast deal for my belly eat? That's right. It's your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. And right now, you can pick two of them for just $4 from the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin with egg, and bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Now let's see you hitting that drive-thru to get more out of breakfast. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, only at breakfast. Single item at regular price. Wake up breakfast.
Welcome back inside Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Eric Peterson, Miles Klotz, and our studio producer Jeff Downing back in Cedar Rapids as we get close to tip-off between 4th seed West Branch and 5th seed Osage. The first ever meeting between these two programs, separated by about 2.5 hours, one in southeast Iowa, one in northeast Iowa. Osage out of the top of Iowa Conference in the East Division. That is a conference that includes teams such as Mason City, Newman Catholic, Central Springs, Nashua Plainfield, Northwood Kensett, St. Ansgar, Lake Mills, and other schools in that general area in the Mason City north near the Minnesota state line. As for West Branch, 21-3 on the year, and pretty much since the turn of the calendar year, Eric, they have just been playing dominant basketball outside of that one loss to a Class 3A team in Monticello. You can kind of look at it similar to Osage, with their only loss since the turn of the new year is that blowout loss to a 3A team in Dyke, New Hartford. Against 2A competition, both of these teams have overwhelmed. And you wonder if maybe that comes into play at all, if this is a close game. And neither of these teams have really played many close games as of late.
Well, no, and it's tough because then you don't get a lot of situations that you might get in a close ball game in terms of, you know, do you want to run clock and protect your lead? Or, you know, we had a game just a little bit ago, they had to go the length of the floor in 4 seconds, you know. And again, is that something you've had opportunities to work on and spend a lot of time on? So, you know, there are so many blowouts in some of the classes during the regular season with, you know, some weaker schools in conference. When you play those schools, if it's a smaller conference, two times you can have, you know, 6, 8, 10 games where, you know, they're not very competitive. And so, you know, then you get to the state tournament. There's a physicality that's a part of the state tournament. And, again, just the quickness and size is different. as you mentioned, in the starting lineup, Osage has two six-footers. Danny Johnson stands 6 foot tall, and Sydney Brandow stands 6 foot tall. So, that's not something West Branch would have run into very often during the course of the regular season.
And on the flip side, the two Lanescas sisters who provide size, as well as Mackenzie Heiss, not necessarily something that Sydney Brandaugh would have run into during the regular season. And again, we did see Taryn Sherman, the star post for Van Buren, last Wednesday. West Branch didn't seem to have a lot of trouble shutting her down, even without a two-forward lineup. But one thing, Eric, I wanted to touch on, the performance of a couple of guards that were really the difference against Van Buren on Wednesday. Sasha Koenig had one of her best games of the season, and Taya Young was also spectacular. When Koenig is hitting like that and Young is providing the points in a complimentary role, this West Branch team is tough to beat.
Well, you really need them. Taya Young hit a couple of early shots, and it really helped West Branch get going in the regional final. And we've seen game. Ryland Drucker, though, was fairly quiet in that game. So it'd be good if, you hate kind of cliche here, but if everybody could, contribute. If Drucker could hit a few baskets, Tyne Young. You expect Koenig to get started, although, again, we'll see what Osage tries to do with Koenig. Again, watching that Clear Creek Amana game, Norris Scott came out and kind of did a gimmick defense, face guard her all over the floor. And that first half, she only got two shots up, made both of them, but only two attempts, which was extremely unusual. But so, again, you never know. Will they play Koenig straight up? What might they try to do to slow her down as well?
Osage, one of the better offensive teams in Class 2A, 63 points a game. West Branch averages about 59. Both of these teams allow their opponents to score 32 a game. Something will have to give. It's a West Branch team that plays tenacious defense, an Osage team that, for the large part, has made their money feasting off of opponent defenses in the top of Iowa Conference East. Well, it's a pretty nice atmosphere here in Des Moines. My wager with a naked eye is that both teams traveled about the same number of fans, with West Branch being a little bit closer to the well than Osage, but of course it not being a school time now, 8:30 p.m., both teams able to travel. West Branch bringing a nice student section as well. And the section behind us is painted in black and red, while Osage in their bright green fans dotting across the far side.
Not quite as many bodies, just because it's the last game of the night, and you don't have the fans from the opposing schools that arrive early to watch some of the earlier action. But as you said, Miles, good crowds. And we have the West Branch student section behind us, so you might hear a little noise from them, I'm sure, as the game progresses.
Well, they're about to introduce the lineups here. Should note that Delaney Lanescas, who normally wears number 3, she's sporting number 14 tonight. So that is a number change for West Branch, just looking at the players out for warm-ups in their uniforms. Getting set for the introduction of the starting lineups here at Wells Fargo Arena. Well, the typical starting lineup for Osage, they tend to go with, as you mentioned, those two forwards. Danny Johnson, the junior, averaging 14.5 points and 6.5 rebounds a game, while Sydney Brandow, the senior, averages 17.7 points and 7.7 rebounds a game. And then to add on to that, they have a guard, Ellie Bobinet, averaging 10 points a game and shoots at 47% from three. This is kind of a three-headed monster with a very good inside and outside game. These are the types of balanced teams that you'd often see meet in these 4 or 5 matchups at the state tournament.
Well, it is. And like I said, again, kind of that three-pronged attack, three players in double figures. And then even Maya Knutson averages 7 points a ball game. So, there's games that she has the potential to be up in double figures for Osage. So, it'll be challenging for West Branch.
Well, they're starting to introduce couple of notables here, the Osage fans.
Well, they recognize one fan from each school in terms of sportsmanship, and so they're doing that now, and then they'll introduce the reserves and then the starters, coaches, and officials.
Well, in a moment, we'll turn it over to our public address announcer here inside Wells Fargo Arena for the introduction of the reserves in the starting lineups. The first ever meeting between West Branch and Osage. Two teams coming in with sterling records. The Bears at 21-3, Osage at 22-2. And both teams searching for their first state tournament win in at least 30 years. West Branch has never won a state tournament game. Osage last won here in 1993. They were six-player champions in 1992. That was the only time they've won a state tournament. And this is also their first time playing in the state tournament as a 2A school. When they were here in 2016, they lost to Cherokee Washington by 5, but they were in Class 3A at the time. So now having dropped down to Class 2A, it will take on West Branch so far this game tonight. A trip for West Branch. They were here in 2016, and they lost to Unity Christian of Orange City, who went on to win the state title that year. And, Eric, we got a chance to see Cascade, the number one seed in Class 2A. Before this, the winner of this game will play Cascade, and they are going to be a tough out for whoever plays at just a suffocating defense.
Well,
on that
yes, and again, out of a 2-3 zone, they just get all over the place, and they get in the passing lanes, and they make life difficult. Denver, boy, stayed in single digits for most of the first half, and again, Cascade controlled the game for the most part. Denver kind of hung around, sometimes might get within like 14 points, and then Cascade would hit a big basket.
We're going through the introduction of the reserves, and we'll turn it over now as we get the starting lineups introduced momentarily here inside Wells Fargo Arena. Starting lineups have been introduced, and we'll be getting set for tip-off between Osage and West Branch.
Well, I will say, when Sydney Brandow came out in introduction, she looks a little bigger than the listed 6 foot, so well put together, young woman, and looks like she may be a handful inside here. We'll see as the game unfolds.
These two teams both searching for a trip to the state semifinals to take on Cascade on Friday. And it'll all come down to this one here. Yeah, Sydney Brandow, beyond just the height, she looks very, the strength is something that's very apparent. She'll fight for the tip for Osage at midcourt. Green Devils in their white uniforms, green numbers and letters in a black trim. Osage across the front, West Branch with Kyle Lineskis at midcourt for the tip in their black uniforms, red and white, numbers and letters, Bears across the chest. Ball's in the air, it's tapped back by Lineskis to Sasha Koenig, and West Branch moving right to left gets this Class 2A state quarterfinal underway here inside Wells Fargo Arena.
Man, it looks like Osage is going to open up in what looks like a 1-2-2 zone.
Koenig cutting in, hands off for Dreiker, floater around and off, and the rebound tipped into the hands of a white jersey for Osage, Melanie By, the senior. And the first possession here for the Green Devils as we are just underway in Des Moines in a scoreless ball game. Sydney Brandow, right of the key, dribbles it down the left lane line. Tosses out for Johnson with an 18-footer. Around and off, didn't even hit the rim, and it'll go to West Branch, an air ball on the first possession of the game for Osage.
Well, some early jitters there. Again, about one pass and a three-point shot there for Osage that didn't draw a rim.
And both of these teams very, very good on defense. Both allow around 32 points a game. West Branch basketball, Taylor Tyne whips a pass left wing for Sasha Koenig, who was spectacular in that win over Van Buren. She feeds Stryker underneath, and the elbow jumper falls. And West Branch on the board here first. It's 2-0.
Well, they started off with Young in kind of the high post, but she went out of that, and Drecker slid into that spot. And
an over-back turnover. All the West Branch pressure forces a turnover. As Danny Johnson was getting harassed near that line, they never tipped it. Johnson put her right foot into the backside of the court, and West Branch with an early chance to get this up to two possessions. 6:55 to play in the first quarter. Bears with a 2-0 lead. Koenig switches over, kicks into the corner. Dreiker wide open for three, launches and hits.
Well, again, Ryland Dreiker was quiet in that regional semifinal, and she scores the first 5 points here and looked good on that three-pointer.
Melanie By, right wing for Osage. Down 5-0, throw to the top for Brandow. Got bumped by Tyne, and there's a foul. Yeah, Dreiker in that game against Van Buren. 2 points and didn't hit a three. The first 90 seconds here, she's got all five for West Branch. And the Bears lead it 5-0 over Osage. Top of the key, Ellie Bobinet for Osage. Drives in, has the ball stripped by Koenig. West Branch the other way. Koenig searches for the trailer. Coast to coast, right hand layup falls. It's 7-0 West Branch.
Well, again, a great start for West Branch. They forced two Osage turnovers, and Koenig that time on a run out.
And then nearly a third as Taya Young got her right hand in the passing lane of a feed intended up the far side for Osage's Bobinet.
Well, and West Branch has opened up man-to-man, so there's at least one mismatch out there from a size perspective.
Osage launches into Melanie By, top of the key for the Green Devils, already trailing 7-0. Here 2 minutes in, underneath, a feed down to Brandow, turns her shot, rolls off, and the rebound tapped to Taya Young for West Branch.
Well, a double team did come that time, and it kind of took away the space for the Osage post.
Tyne nails a three from the left corner, 10-0 West Branch, timeout Osage. You could not have drawn up a better start.
Well, that again, just off the rebound, pushed the ball up the floor, and that first pass to the wing, Tyne's wide open, and she doesn't hesitate. She nails it. So, again, a quick 10-0 start in the first 2 minutes and 9 seconds for the Bears.
You really could not have scripted a better start. West Branch, four of their first five from the field. They've hit a couple of threes. And we noticed there was a little bit of issue shooting the ball from long range against Van Buren, particularly with Tyne and Dreiker, who in that game combined to go just 2 of 8 from three. Already now you can start to see the confidence building early.
Well, it is. And again, usually you were a little worried about the background, you know, nothing behind the baskets. It's a little tougher shooting environment, but not for West Branch here, at least not to start this game.
Right corner for Osage, Melanie By. Tosses to the top and gets it to Mia Knudsen. The senior averaging 7 points a game. Dribbles it into the left elbow. Bounces left corner, three on the way. Bobinet around it off, and the rebound pulled in by Knudsen. Tosses up a wild shot, and the board falls to Sasha Koenig for West Branch. Koenig the other way, coast to coast, scoots it up. Reverse right hand lay-in, no. And the rebound falls to Johnson for Osage. Osage the other way. Kicks it right wing, Bobinet. Dribble handoff to the top for Danny Johnson. Inside the arc, bounces out right wing, By. By clutches left hip, tosses to the top, Bobinet. Feeds underneath for Brandow. One dribble, turns, bounces left wing for Knudsen. Puts up a shot off the left of the rim, no. Rebound falls offensive for Bobinet. Has the pass stripped, and Taya Young with a West Branch steal. Bears the other way, Young, coast to coast, left corner. Tyne launches another three, airballs it, and the rebound falls to Osage. 10-0 West Branch. We are 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Osage on the left wing with Bobinet. Bounces it left side for By. Low left-hand dribble. Cross-court pass right side, Knudsen. Gets a girl in the air, goes in, drives, and a floater around and off, but grabs her own rebound on the weak side. Down low, Brandow turns, muscles up over Lenescus, and there's the first basket for for Osage with a Brandow lay-in.
Well, again, Osage needed that. They were struggling offensively, and Brandow, again, 6 foot forward, gets their first basket.
West Branch 10, Osage 2, 4 minutes to play first quarter. Young underneath for West Branch, splits a double team, fires Koenig left wing, steps in and travels. Well, the first turnover of the game for West Branch, and Osage gets it back here down by 8.
Well, West Branch kind of extending the defense out a little bit. Looks like about a three-quarters court trap here.
Osage works the ball across half court. They've got Brandow doubled in the right wing. Feed underneath for Bobinet. Turns the baseline jumper. Off the heel too strong. Rebound underneath. Tapped in and over the back. Called on Osage. Been a pretty foul-free game so far.
That was the first or second foul.
Second foul combined between the two teams.
Now, who's the foul called? It looks like it's marked up against West Branch there. So, again, the foul against West Branch. Ooh, and that's on 22. That's on Taylor Tyne, her second.
Yeah, it initially seemed like the signal was going towards Osage.
I think the official's just a little bit confused there.
Left baseline inbound. Get it into Brandow for Osage. Kicks into the corner by. On the right wing, by circles to the top, Brandow dribbles over to the elbow, loses control, gives it into the corner by Johnson off right wing, tapped from behind by Koenig, and a hand check and a foul. And now the foul is starting to mount for West Branch. That's their third already. 3:31 to play in the first quarter. 10-2 Bears on top of Osage. West Branch has brought Lexi Peek into the game. And Osage dribbling right to left. By searches for the handoff, bobbled by Knudsen, and the ball's on the ground.
Oh, great hustle by Young.
And Coach Ty Lee called a timeout just in time. Possession arrow would have given it to Osage. So Coach Ty Lee calls a timeout right in the nick of time, 30 seconds. And West Branch will keep it here, leading by 8 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter.
Well, Young kind of gave up her body there. Again, she kind of stepped through and got a hand on the basketball and literally dove on top of it. And as Osage came in to try to tie her up on the floor, she called the timeout, or coach called the timeout to keep the possession for West Branch.
Yeah, and Coach Ty Lee was right there, so he had a pretty clear view. Was able to call the timeout without much difficulty. West Branch 10, Osage 2, 3:20 to play in the first quarter. Here to Class 2A Girls State Quarterfinal. Winner plays Friday morning, bright and early, 10 a.m. against Cascade, the number one team in the state. Koenig lobs left wing for Dreiker, sets her feet, launches a three, rattles around and in. West Branch by 9. By 11, excuse me.
Well, depending on what games you scouted, you may not have seen that from Dreiker, but again, just a great first quarter.
And then the ball tipped. Dreiker got a hand in there, falls to the ground, tie up, and that'll give it to Osage. But good hustle again by Dreiker. Now a couple of substitutions for both of these teams as Megan Henson is in for Osage while West Branch enters Heiss and Delaney Lenescus. Get a little bit more size in here. 13-2, West Branch leading with under 3 to play in the first quarter.
Well, West Branch 5 or 8 from the field. Osage just 1 for 8 from the field here.
West Branch has hit a couple of threes early. Koenig knocked over right wing, and then a pass to Bobinette, loses it, throws it into Lexi Peek, who saves on the baseline for West Branch. Another turnover for Osage, their fourth already. Dreiker right corner, feeling it, and her three is altered.
Yeah, and that might have been partially blocked.
It definitely was. Brandow with the Osage rebound. And now the Green Devils in the white uniforms go the other way. Dreiker with a steal, redeems herself, picking off the passing lane. Up ahead, Koenig for West Branch to the basket. Shot rolls around and off, and then Koenig tries to save it, but double dribbled. And it heads to Osage. And they'll bring in another substitution, Libby Schwammen.
Oh, Koenig did a great job, took it hard to the basket. Coach Ty Lee kind of talking to the back official, who wasn't his call to make, but certainly looked like she could have been put on the free throw line for two shots.
13-2, and there's another steal. Koenig falls to the ground, and a foul called on the fast break. That goes on Sydney Brandow, and the first foul of the game charged to Osage.
Well, just quick hands by Koenig, just able to tap the ball out, and then her quickness, she went and got the basketball and was fouled.
Well, they did put the foul up on the board. So West Branch leading at 13-2, just over 2 minutes to play. Sasha Koenig hits the bench, so we'll see what they can do to score the ball here, and there's a turnover. As Henson picked the passing lane, Young was looking for the bounce feed inside. West Branch will need to play some defense here. A lot of turnovers in this first quarter. Henson tosses out left wing. Knudsen drives into the post, lobs one up with the right hand, and it falls in off the square. Mia Knudsen with her basket, and it's a 13-4 West Branch lead. Tae Young for the Bears across half court, jabs and bounces. Dreiker recovers off her leg, left wing, down to the baseline. Heist searches for a cutter, and another turnover for West Branch. They've turned it over on their last two possessions. Osage the other way. Knudsen driving in, lobs for Schwammen. Feeds Henson right wing. Brandow tries a three around and off. Fight for the rebound underneath. Delaney Lineskis using her length, but the rebound grab. Danny Johnson drives into the paint, muscles up over Lineskis. No, offensive rebound goes up a second time and gets hacked. And it'll be free throws here coming for Danny Johnson, who's 72% from the free throw line.
Well, Johnson did a good job staying after that. That was against both Lineskis and Heise there, and she battled, and they got one up and offensive rebound and put it back up and was fouled.
Misses the front end. Yeah, popped right out. First free throw shot in this game. West Branch's lead down to 9, 13-4. 1 minute, 16 seconds left to play in the first quarter, and the second free throw goes in for Danny Johnson. She's on the board, and Melanie Bye will check back into the game, replacing Johnson for Osage. West Branch by 8, 13-5, 1 minute, 13 seconds left, first quarter here in Des Moines. Tae Young across half court, kicks right side for Peak. Peak for West Branch, looking for some offense with Koenig on the bench. Tae Young, he feeds Dreiker top of the key. Peak underneath Delaney Lineskis. Spin move, one dribble, goes up with the right hand, shot short, grabs her own rebound, fires to the top, Dreiker. Extra pass left wing, Tae Young to the baseline, feeds Lineskis, one dribble, extra pass for Peak. West Branch not getting much going here on offense. 45 seconds to play in the quarter, ahead by 8. Dreiker searches, has the ball picked away, fight for the ball underneath, tie up will keep it with the Bears.
Well, that just a little disjointed possession there for West Branch, just kind of back and forth above the free throw line, and eventually the ball got tapped away and a jump ball, but West Branch maintains possession.
Dreiker to inbound, and fires it in for Tae Young with a right-hand dribble. Nearly loses her pivot, hits again Dreiker left wing, leads West Branch with 8 points. Peak, entry feed down low, Lineskis face up, has the ball poked away, and a steal again as Knudsen comes up with a loose ball for Osage. That's now 3 consecutive turnovers for West Branch. By left wing, a 3, well short, rebound offensive falls to Brandow, turns, goes up for the hook shot, around and off, Dreiker with a West Branch rebound. Dreiker coast to coast, left corner Young, head fake, tries to take it down the baseline, nowhere to go. 4 seconds to shoot. Gets it to Lineskis. Fires Dreiker. 3 at the buzzer. That's going to be well off. And West Branch goes quiet at the end of the first quarter, but still an impressive first quarter on defense, and they lead it 13-5 as we go to the second quarter here in Des Moines. High school basketball on the gym is presented by Hills Bank.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Welcome back inside the Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines. Eric Peterson, Miles Klotz, back here for quarter number 2 of West Branch and Osage, 13-5, the Bears leading. And congratulations to Coach Steve Bergman and the Iowa City West boys team. They defeated Pleasant Valley tonight and will play in the state tournament next week for 4A. The 10th consecutive year the West High boys are going to state. That almost seems hard to believe.
That's hard to not put it on your calendar every year. Year after year after year, West High and the boys basketball program making the trip to Des Moines.
There was a big upset in Class 4A as well, as Dubuque Senior lost to Davenport North. Davenport North will head to the 4A state tournament. Osage ball as we start the second quarter, trailing by 8, moving left to right. Deep left wing, a 3 on the way, airballed by Johnson, and it'll head to West Branch.
Well, Clear Creek got off to that great start, and then offensively, again, slowed down just a little bit. The last minute and a half, they struggled offensively. Koenig went to the bench for a short rest.
Heiss at the mid post, turns and kicks out right wing. Peak thought about the three, pulls back, enters it down low. Heiss, extra feet underneath Lineskis, up and under move, and the shot rolls off. Rebound Brandow for Osage.
Well, a good high low pass and really a pretty easy shot there, but Lineskis unable to finish down low.
Underneath the feed for Brandow, she's pushed backwards, a double team. Turns and fires by right wing, left alone for three, launches and connects. Osage within five.
Well, they ran out on her, and then they left her there again. They closed out, and she wasn't going to shoot.
Koenig enters in, and a bump and a foul. She's really good at drawing those fouls, driving into the lane.
No, very athletic, and again, good quickness.
Foul is on Mia Knudsen, her first. Taya Young to inbound, gets it into Heiss. Turns, one dribble off the glass and in. Good move by Mackenzie Heiss.
Well, again, Heiss did a nice job. Went in against size, but not intimidated, and just put it up off the backboard, off the inbounds pass by Young.
And then Young nearly came up with the steal. West Branch saves Bobinette. Left wing Knudsen for Osage. Down 15-8. Brandow, head fake on a three, takes it inside, floats over Heiss, no, and then Heiss has the ball tap off her hand out of bounds.
Tough for Heiss there again. Decent defense, and again, just kind of a long rebound, so she kind of had to lunge to try to get the rebound and couldn't corral it and off of her out of bounds.
Underneath Brandow is the pass tip from behind by Koenig. Kicks into the right corner, a three on the way, hit by Mia Knudsen. And Osage within four, it's 15-11.
Back-to-back, Koenig left Knudsen there and tried to tap the ball away from the post player there, and that left by wide open.
Peak right wing for West Branch. Jab step, Bears by four, 15-11, 6:22 to go, first half. Koenig into the lane, floater around and off, and the rebound brand out for Osage.
Tough shot for Koenig. That's a long way out, about 10, 12 feet out. Floater in the lane, but so far away from the basket, a really tough shot.
Danny Johnson, fadeaway free throw line jumper, air balls it. Knudsen with a rebound on the baseline for Osage. Enters down low, Brandow. Brandow double teams. Fadeaway right hand hook shot, wild, and the rebound falls to the ground for Kyle Lineskis for West Branch. Koenig enters in for West Branch, right corner Peak. Zips it back to Koenig on the right wing, turns and fires Young. Young's been scoreless so far tonight. Koenig just 1 point. One basket, I beg your pardon. Sasha Koenig top of the key for the Bears. 5:35 remaining, first half. West Branch leading by four. They've led by as many as 11. Young, left wing three off a feed from Koenig, knocks it down.
Well, again, big basket for West Branch. That stretches their lead back out to seven, 18-11 with 5:22 left here in this second quarter.
Osage on the near side. A pass nearly got towards us. Melanie by, and then Koenig taps it away. And Jake Stenberg, the wonderful West Branch athletic director, with a nice save.
Well, West Branch getting their hands on a lot of basketballs here, but just not able to corral them, and oftentimes going out of bounds or being knocked away to another Osage player. But again, putting a lot of pressure on the Osage offense here.
Knudsen inbounds in front of us. Young gets in there, taps the pass away, but Osage will keep. 5:12 remaining first half here in Des Moines. 18-11, West Branch the leaders. They have never won a state tournament game. They're trying to change that tonight. Set up a date with with Cascade on Friday. Underneath the feed, went through the legs and into the hands of Ryland Dreicher with a West Branch steal. The ninth Osage turnover in this first half. Lineskis on the baseline, zips it Young left wing. Extra pass into the corner, Dreicher. Top of the key, Dreicher turns and bounces down to Young. Head fake, takes it into the lane. Underneath feed, Lineskis, left
nice
hand off the glass and in.
Nice pass by Young, though. Nice pass, and Kaya Lineskis that time able to finish down low.
That was beautiful ball movement. And then the Bears nearly with a steal on the other end. Lineskis just used her length to tip the ball up. Here comes Osage on the right-hand side with Bobinette. Launches a three, well short. Rebound falls to Kaya Lineskis, and then she nearly turns the ball over, goes out of bounds, off of Osage as Johnson was looking for the save. And West Branch, really everything trending their way right now after a slow start to the quarter.
Well, again, good job by Lineskis battling on the boards there. Had it and then kind of deflect away, but out of bounds off Osage. So, again, Koenig bringing the ball up four. West Branch up nine, 20-11.
Osage was off to an early run, 6-2 to start the quarter. West Branch has answered with five of their own. Dreiker right wing for the Bears. 20-11 West Branch. Koenig, left wing, trying to add to this 9-point lead. Entry feed in to the left corner. Young steps in. Baseline Jay on the way. Airballs it. Rebound Danny Johnson for OC.
Well, they got Young the ball on the kind of that short corner, and she did a ball fake, got the defender to fly by her and had a good look, but just a little strong.
Underneath, Brandow turns. The layup falls, plus a foul. Well, we have seen Sydney Brandow fairly quiet tonight. That was a big move. She'll try to convert.
Well, that's that strength that we kind of thought she possessed. Just seen her come out for introductions, took her right inside there, and was that on Drucker then, the foul?
I did not see. Hits the free throw. Foul does go on Ryland Dreiker, her first. 20-14, West Branch's lead here as we tick under four to play first half. Koenig, crossover move, into the paint, bounces underneath Lineskis. Lineskis turns, lobs a wild shot up, and Schwemmen with a rebound for Osage. Osage trying to get the ball across half court. They do with Knudsen up the far side. Knudsen dribbles to the left-hand wing, hands off for Bobinette. Splits a double team, gets into the post, lobs underneath Brandow. Turns, fades away, off the glass, rolls around and out. Dreiker grabs the rebound, and a foul called on Osage. Over the back on Danny Johnson, her second foul.
Well, West Branch battling, but the few possessions here, like that first quarter, the stats had Osage with seven offensive rebounds, and hasn't been quite that way this quarter, but West Branch having a little hard time keeping that size of Osage off the offensive backboards.
Sasha Koenig across half court for the Bears. Turns and whips it past left wing Ryland Dreiker. Dreiker head fake, enters in Young. Turnaround elbow, jumper good for Taya Young. 5 points for Young. West Branch back up by eight, 22-14.
Well, West Branch has had six players score here. All starters have scored, and Heiss has a basket off the bench.
Left wing Mia Knudsen for Osage. Switches from her right to her left. Bounces off for Bobinette. Right corner, three on the way. Megan Henson is short. Rebound on the baseline, tapped out by Osage, headed back to the Bears. Oh, West Branch's defensive intensity really impressive in this first half.
Well, they're doing a good job of flying out at shooters. They're trying to give a little help inside, but again, doing a nice job of recovering out to the shooters and Osage not shooting the ball all that well from the perimeter other than by. By hit those 2 3-pointers earlier in the quarter, and only 3-pointers made by Osage.
Dreiker enters in Taya Young for West Branch. Young bounces out to the corner. The pass stolen away, Knudsen. And then Young gets it right back. Falls to the ground. Knudsen recovers. Here comes Osage up to the left side.
One fast break here.
Johnson, right wing. Melanie By sets her feet, fires a three. It's short. Rebound tapped to Danny Johnson. Fading away, a hard foul. She falls to her backside. Free throws coming here for Danny Johnson. The West Branch foul. I did not see the official's hand signal. And we'll see who they charge it to. First free throw here for Danny Johnson is good. Well, they haven't put the foul up on the scoreboard just yet. It goes on Peak, her first.
Well, and Taylor Tyne has sat for basically most of the second quarter, if not all of the second quarter. Again, picked up that second foul very early. And again, coaching staff at West Branch opting to keep her on the bench and not pick up that third foul.
Second foul shot drops, so it's a 22-16 West Branch lead. Peak top of the key, jabs, kicks left wing Dreiker. Dreiker dribbles over to her right. Tosses to the top. Koenig launches a three from straight on. Bounces short, but rebound to Peak in the corner for West Branch. Peak kicks Koenig. Still without a three-pointer tonight. Koenig turns, enters underneath Kaya Lineskis. One dribble. Turns, floats it off the glass. No. And the rebound falls to Brandow for for Osage. Both Lineskis sisters on the floor right now. We did not get some give-and-go action, though. Bobinette bounces off left wing Johnson. Head fake. By Koenig. Knocks her down in an offensive foul.
Yeah, just put out the arm and literally pushed her to the ground as she tried to go to the free throw line there. So an easy call for the officials.
Two fouls on Danny Johnson, something to monitor going forward. 1:43 to play first half. West Branch leading it 22-16 over Osage. Sasha Koenig bounces right wing. Lexi Peak. Peak to the corner. Throws it right side, Dreiker, left wing Peak. Peak circles the ball above her head, enters in. Underneath, tries to float it up and under, and a rebound by Kaya Lineskis right there for the putback. 4 points for the eldest Lineskis sister. It's an 8-point West Branch lead again, 24-16, with about a minute and a half to play in the half. Bobinette bounces left wing. Melanie Bai launches a three over a leaping Koenig and hits. Melanie Bai with her second three.
That's something you give up when you full court press, is that they go over the top. You're going to have a perimeter shooter open, and that's the third three-pointer of this second quarter for Bai.
Dreiker enters underneath Kalineskis. One dribble, tries to float it up. Lots of contact, and they call a block on Brandow. And a timeout now called by Coach Erickson and Osage. 49 and a half seconds to play in the first half, and it's 24-19 West Branch. It's been a pretty competitive game, kind of as we envisioned, Eric.
Well, it has. I think both teams have kind of settled into a groove here. Again, both teams playing some pretty good defense. Again, I do think it's important, having to spend all this time on the bench. Alexi Peek, I don't believe, has attempted a shot yet, and that's taken maybe a scoring threat away from the perimeter and made it a little easier to defend West Branch.
24-19 West Branch, 49 and a half seconds to play in the first half. Osage basketball, get this back to a one possession game with a three. Knudsen across half court, she spent some time on the bench, but now back out there for Coach Erickson and the Green Devils. Left corner gets it, Melanie Bai. Hit a couple of threes, including one on that last possession. Knudsen, left wing, three on the way. Around and off, nice one-hand rebound pulled in Delaney Lineskis.
Well, we'll see if they hold for the last shot here. We're at 27 seconds here left in the quarter, but I think Koenig is going to attack the basket.
Enters in, floats it up, short, and a ball pinballs around. Brandow with the Osage rebound. Five-point lead for West Branch. Here comes Osage. Koenig falls to the ground, kicks it in Schwammen. Schwammen drives, right hand floater off the glass and in. 7 seconds for West Branch. It's a three-point game. Koenig across half court with two. Koenig launches up the floater from behind the arc and airballs it. And we go to the half. Everything headed Osage's way. 24-21, West Branch with the lead at the half, Eric.
Well, again, it's one of those situations inside of 25 seconds, and the team doesn't hold the ball for the last shot, and missed the shot, and then Osage came down and scored. So, again, that closes it to a three-point ball game. West Branch 24, Osage 21.
Yeah, well, we will step aside for a few minutes at halftime here between West Branch and Osage with the second half coming up around the corner. High school basketball on the gym is presented by Hills Bank.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Napa know-how.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat-worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Most ads interrupt your music with dialogue. This ad interrupts it with more music, and that's marginally better. Thanks, Giant Snickers Hole.
Basketball season is heating up. It's the time when the standings begin to take shape and real competitors discover just how far they can go.
Goodyear knows the road to the playoffs takes the right amount of momentum and drive, and that movement is the path to discovering your true potential.
So on your drive, Goodyear wants to help you discover your own possibilities, no matter where the road leads.
When it comes to choosing tires, visit Goodyear.com and pursue the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
Pros is ready with the brands pros trust, like DeWalt, so you can get the job done right. In fact, we stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. And now you can save with your choice of a DeWalt Extreme 12-volt max compact brushless drill or impact driver, now just $99 each. And save time. Order online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at the Pro Desk. Today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 3/11, U.S. only.
West Branch leading over Osage as we go to the half here inside Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Long day of basketball, wrapping things up past the 9 o'clock hour, past my bedtime. 24-21, West Branch, the leaders over Osage. And Eric, West Branch played good defense the majority of the way, but really just couldn't get anything going shooting-wise. And you especially note Sasha Koenig, 1-for-8 from the field. And a lot of those shots, just they just didn't seem like they were destined to go in.
Well, no. Again, she was trying to attack the basket. I remember one perimeter shot that, to be honest, wasn't all that close, and most everything else was going to the basket. But she wasn't getting to the rim, I guess. You know, they were tough shots from anywhere from 4 or 5 feet out to 10, 12 feet out, and some of them, kind of her momentum wasn't necessarily taking her in directions that led to easy baskets. Now, again, she does have 4 assists, so some of that penetration drew the defense, and she did a good job kicking the ball out. But she started a little slow in the regional final, and then that second half really turned it up a notch. So we'll see how that goes. And again, you know, they did get time through the rest of the half. Again, didn't bring her back in the ball game. So again, she's just got those 2 fouls, didn't pick up a third. So hopefully they can keep her on the floor a little bit longer. Rebounding ended up, it was a problem. Looking at the stats here, Osage had 22 rebounds to just 14 for West Branch, and again 10 offensive rebounds for Osage. So again, that size differential factor, and again West Branch should try to counter that. Played a stretch with both the Lenneka sisters in the game at the same time. Turnovers, West Branch took pretty good care of the ball, only 5 turnovers. After having, I think, either 7 or 8 turnovers in the first quarter, Osage, they have down just 9 then for the first half. So, again, 4 more than West Branch had.
24-21, West Branch over Osage at the half. And let's get a look at some more statistics from both of these teams at the half. One of the numbers that was interesting to me, the rebound disparity, Osage 22, West Branch 14. Generally, the rebound disparity tends to match towards the score disparity, but we don't have that just yet.
Well, no, and again, it was that offensive backboard that you know, that Osage did such a great job. And again, part of that also, you know, if you press and they get over the top and they get a quick shot, a lot of times a long rebound, and those are tough to corral as you're trying to hustle back.
Well, both of these teams' star players struggled in the first half. Sasha Koenig, 2 points off 1 of 8 shooting from the floor. Osage's Sydney Brandow had 8 points, had 5 points and 8 rebounds, but was 2 of 8 from the floor. Leading scorer for West Branch, Ryland Dreiker, who had 2 early threes, and not much after that. West Branch, though, did a pretty good job of holding on to the ball. They forced a lot of Osage turnovers, 8 in the first quarter, none in the second. Or 1 in the second.
Well, I missed one, but I thought Bai hit all 3 of those 3-pointers. But looking at the stats here that the state provides, they have Knutson with the 3-pointer then. So I apologize, my mistake there. But again, you know, Osage hit 3 3-pointers in that second quarter. And again, you know, only scored 5 points in the first quarter, 16 points in the second quarter. They outscored West Branch 16-11 in the second quarter. So again, West Branch got off to that great start, and they never gave up the lead. But again, 3 points is as close as Osage has been since very early in the ball game.
Yeah, Osage did not hit a 3 in the first quarter, then hit 3 in the second. And part of it you kind of mentioned on the broadcast, but West Branch overcommitted to the full court press, and a couple of times that led to wide open shots.
Well, and again, they turned Osage over in that first quarter, either seven or eight turners for Osage in the first quarter, so it makes sense. You were getting turnovers and some transition. West Branch had 12 points in that first half off of turnovers, so you know, you've got to like that, but then again, you know, they were giving up late in that quarter some awfully good looks after Osage would break the press.
West Branch over Osage, 24-21, about 4.5 minutes until the second half gets underway. We'll step aside, take a short break here inside Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. High school basketball on the gym is presented by Hills Bank.
Hampton by Hilton takes the thinking out of travel by giving you a great experience with friendly service every time. With perks like free hot breakfast featuring freshly made waffles and Chobani Greek yogurt smoothies. Knowing you made the right choice about where to stay frees up your brain to think about other things like...
smoothies.
Yeah, things like that. Hampton by Hilton, with over 2,500 locations worldwide. Book your stay at Hampton.com.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, our frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Menards, Mills, and Blaine's.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
There's something out there for you and me, and the American road is calling, so what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile, cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Coming up Wednesday, it's the best thing that's ever happened to baseball in a long time, and we've got more of it for you. Plus, you can't believe anything you hear right now in the NFL. We salvage the only shred of integrity that remains. Wednesday on Golic and Wingo.
Welcome back inside Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Eric Peterson, Miles Klotz on hand, with our studio producer Jeff Downing back in Cedar Rapids. We are about 2 minutes away from the start of the second half. The teams have retaken the floor. And, Eric, what are you looking at from both of these teams in this second half?
Well, one thing, again, I think West Branch has to try to keep Osage off the backboards. Osage had 8 second chance points there in that first half. So, again, West Branch only had 2 second chance points. And Really, only one fast break basket in the whole first half as well, and then that was by West Branch. So, again, we talked about staying matched up on shooters, and that's always going to be a little hard when you press, because obviously if the press gets broken, you've got to recover. And, you know, the press was kind of almost a wash in some ways. They did get 12 points off of turnovers, but, again, gave up 8 second chance points. So those two stats kind of even each other out. West Branch did not attempt a free throw, so that was something. And again, Koenig took it inside a number of times, and the Lemekis sisters got some opportunities there, and again, didn't get to the free throw line, where Osage was 4 for 5. West Branch shot the ball a little better, 10 for 27, 37%, pretty close to their average 39%. Osage struggled from the field, 7 for 27, only 26%.
Osage and West Branch getting set to start up the second quarter. The winner of this game will take on the Cascade Cougars, the number one seed in the Class 2A bracket. And then tomorrow we'll have the other two games here at Wells Fargo Arena. We will not, but the other two games will be played. West Hancock and Logan Magnolia is the first game. North Lynn and Western Christian is the second, with the championship set for 5 p.m. on Saturday. West Branch and Osage set to break the huddles and set out back here for the second half, with the Bears holding on to a three-point lead. West Branch led wire to wire. Osage never led, but was able to cut into an early deficit and get it down to three.
And West Branch will get the first possession of the quarter here.
Sasha Koenig works it across the timeline and dribbles over to her left as West Branch goes towards the basket to our right to get this second quarter underway. Dreiker entry feed underneath Young. Lineskis kicks into the corner for Dreiker. Holds the ball above her head. Left-hand dribble. Rotates it left wing for Taylor Tyne, who sat much of that first half with foul trouble. Koenig, left wing, catch and shoot three. Off the heel, no. And the rebound pulled in by Brandau. Sasha Koenig now 1 of 9 from the floor. And Osage with a chance to tie with a three-pointer down by three.
Again, a good look. She was open. Good ball reversal.
Brandau enters in. Her floater falls around and out, and then a blocking foul called. And they'll give two free throws upcoming here for Sydney Brandau.
Boy, that was a late, late
whistle. Very late. Foul goes on Kaya Lineskis, her first. Sydney Brandau to the line, where she's about 67.5% this season. And her first free throw rattles home. It's a two-point game. Brandau with six. Second one coming. And that one rattles in as well. One-point game. West Branch 24, Osage 23.
Osage just keeps pecking away at that lead. And as you said, Miles, they've pulled within one.
They're trailing by as many as 11 in that first quarter. Here early in the third, they're down just one. Tyne right corner. Takes it down the baseline on Johnson. Nearly loses her dribble and floats it down to Lineskis, but the ball's kicked. It'll stick with West Branch, and Tyne really close to a double dribble there.
Well, and kind of fortunate there. I don't know that a pass was going to get through all that traffic. Again, the officials call kicking the basketball.
Tyne entered in. Doesn't really have anybody, so throws it to the top, Dreiker. West Branch ball looking to extend this one-point lead, 24-23. Koenig, deep three, NBA range, around and off. Lineskis offensive rebound. Gives Koenig, enters in, tries to float it up and under. Shot blocked by Brandau. And then Koenig fights for the ball. Knudsen throws it in, Brandau saves. And then Koenig fouls her from behind. Now this is just a nightmare scenario for West Branch right now.
That'll be Koenig's second foul. Again, just 2 points as we've documented. She's getting her shots up and things, unable to get on a hot streak.
She was super, super hot in that game against Van Buren. There's nearly a turnover.
Oh,
Tyne
boy,
gets in the lane. Bobinette, left wing for Osage. Bounces to the corner. Knudsen for the lead. Well short. Ball's on the floor. Fight for the rebound. We'll keep it with Osage.
Osage lucky there. Boy, there was a push-off, a big-time creating space, and boy, right in front of an official, and he let him play through that, and Osage got a great look from the three-point line, unable to convert, and then the battle for the rebound, a jump ball is called.
And we're waiting on Rylan Dreiker to tie her shoe up here. 24-23, West Branch over Osage. Green Devils looking for their first lead of the game. They can take it with a basket. Knudsen enters in right side, Johnson on the wing. Johnson being attacked by Young, throws the pass underneath Bobinette. Knudsen off left wing for Johnson, dribbles in, nearly has it stripped, and they call a jump ball right before the walk, which gives it to West Branch. So in essence, it's a walk.
Yeah. Although since the possession arrow was your way, you would have loved just for a travel there, because Koenig got her hands in there just for a second. Wasn't sure if it was long enough to tie up the basketball, but the Osage player would have been called either for a travel or a jump ball. Officials call jump ball.
Dreiker left wing for West Branch. Gives it Tyne, top of the key. Tyne turns, bounces underneath Kaya Lineskis, floats up around and off, and then an over and back on Lineskis. That's her second foul.
Oh, really good look, a good pass, and that's one thing, Cage, we've talked about watching West Branch. Lineskis sometimes struggles to finish, and again, a good pass was delivered to her, and Koenig all over. Turnover.
Great
defense by Koenig, got a hand in the in there and deflected the ball, and both players diving for the ball and off of Osage. So again, a good defensive stance there by West Branch.
Brandow turned it over. Koenig ball right wing for West Branch. Koenig enters in into the lane underneath Lineskis. Goes up over Brandow. Lots of contact, no foul. And the shot rolls off. West Branch still has not attempted a free throw tonight. Knudsen, deep right wing for Osage, trying to take their first lead. Gives it right side by. Lineskis gets in the passing lane on her feet underneath. 5:42 to go in the third. West Branch by one, 24-23.
Well, Lineskis does so many things for West Branch. So, again, you know, that time she got in the passing line, defected it. Rebounds, alter shots with her height. So
Johnson floats it up, around and in, and Osage has their first lead at 25-24. Osage fans getting loud. Dreiker left wing for West Branch. Goes into the corner for Young. Takes it down the baseline. Floats it up. Off and short. Rebound to Johnson for Osage.
That's a lot of one and done for West Branch. Nobody on the offensive boards.
Turnaround from Brandow. Bounces off. Rebound Dreiker. West Branch without an offensive rebound in this second half, and they're being killed on the boards, 27-16.
Well, 3 minutes in here to this third quarter, West Branch still has not scored.
Dreiker, right in front of us, off the time, right wing. Zone defense here for Osage. Koenig dribbles to the corner. This zone is giving them all sorts of trouble. Young, elbow jumper, around and off. Another good look there.
Yeah, she made a ball fake, and it was left wide alone. Just inside the free throw line, and she's
Tyne trying to come up with a steal, and she does as she gets Johnson to reverse her motion. Tyne to the basket, layup rolls off. West Branch can't hit right now. Ball goes out of bounds, and I'll head back to Osage. Wide open layup, and West Branch still scoreless in the second half.
You know, they've had their opportunities. Tyne was ahead of the pack. I'd probably use the term uncontested layup. The defense was trailing her, but she was on the left side, her weak hand, and just not able to make the layup.
Brandow fires underneath for Bobinette. Takes it into the lane. Shot altered, but it goes in anyway. And Bobinette, her first basket. Osage 27, West Branch 24. 4:12 to go in the third quarter. Bears still scoreless in the second half. Enter in for Koenig. Underneath, Lineskis gets her girl in the air,
nice
goes up
pass.
Off the glass and
nice
in.
Nice pass there.
Timeout, West Branch.
Koenig split the top two players in the zone, and it was a hard pass to Lineskis. A good catch, and she went up and finished.
Full timeout. We'll step aside here with 4:02 to go in the third quarter. West Branch trailing 27-26. High school basketball in the gym is presented by Hills Bank.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Two remaining in the third quarter here inside Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. All the momentum headed Osage's way. They've got the ball and a one-point lead, thoroughly outplaying West Branch in this second half. And they'll try and add on here as the Bears bring in some extra size and bring in a soft 1-2-2 full court pressure. Knudsen throws it across for Osage. Bob underneath, wide open on the baseline, Bobinette. Lucky that her jumper fell off. Mackenzie Heiss with the board for West Branch. Up ahead, Koenig for the Bears. Koenig coast to coast. West Branch looking to get the lead back with a basket. Dreiker, right corner, three on the way, knocks it down.
Well, she'd been quiet after that early first quarter where she scored 8 points and a big basket for West Branch. Oh, she was on the line there.
And Bobinette on the line, throws it underneath Johnson. Leaner around and off. Lineskis fights for the board. On the ground, it goes back to West Branch.
Well, I think Osage actually kind of justice was served there. Looking right down the sideline here, it looked like the Osage player had stepped on the sideline and no call on the part of the official. So they continued their possession and were unable to score, and now West Branch will inbound the ball.
3:23 third quarter. West Branch leading 29-27. Trying to get this back up to two possessions. They've led much of this game, but have struggled offensively in the second half. Tyne right wing. Turns and gets it to Lineskis on the baseline. Skip pass left side, Sasha Koenig. Dribbles back out behind the arc, steps to her right, fires Tyne underneath. Tyne enters in, double teamed, gets it back to Koenig, who drives in to the basket, tries to float it up, no good. Rebound Lineskis, second time, with no foul called, tons of contact, and West Branch is still yet to shoot a free throw. Rebound to Knudsen for Osage. Right corner by, feeds a cutting Knudsen, goes up and under, tosses left side, Bobinette a three, knocks it down, and Osage back on top.
Well, that's Bobinette's second basket of this third quarter, and her first three, 5 points for Bobinette.
30-29, Osage the leaders here, underneath Heiss, one dribble, tries to muscle it up, shot blocked, and the rebound falls to Knudsen for Osage.
Well, Heiss took a right at her, too, and it certainly looked like some contact there. I can't believe all those different opportunities inside for West Branch that none of those have been a foul.
Brandow, turnaround jumper falls.
Well, West Branch needs to be
biggest
careful
lead of the
here.
Game for Osage, 32-29.
Three points down, and all the most momentum is with Osage.
Canning across half court. Bears down by three. Tosses left side, Dreiker. Dreiker spins, kicks it right wing, Tyne launches a three for the tie. That one's off, and long rebound falls to Bobinette for Osage. Haven't led by more than three. They can get it up here with a minute 45 to go in the third, leading 32-29. Underneath feed for Brandow. Muscles up Lineskis, kicks it left wing. By with a three, knocks it down. 6-point lead for Osage.
Well, no timeout from West Branch, although again, a minute 30 left in the quarter. Coach may want to see if he can't weather the storm. He's used two timeouts, so he only has three timeouts left and may feel it's more important to have those at the end of the ball game.
6-point Osage lead. Left corner, Dreiker, a big three on the way. She connects! Ryland Dreiker with 14, and it's back to a three-point game. Osage 35, West Branch 32.
They desperately needed that.
And then a turnover, almost. Dreiker gets in the air on a whistle and a foul called on Bobinette. It is a turnover. West Branch basketball.
Well, that's where Osage made about a more than a half-court throw, and again, no real need to do that, just bring the ball up on the dribble there, and West Branch got the passing lane, and Osage fouled the West Branch defender there. So, again, West Branch trying to finish the quarter strong. Dreiker, again, two big three-pointers here to try to keep West Branch within striking distance.
West Branch ball underneath Heiss. One dribble. Shot fake goes up, and there's a whistle and a foul. And Sasha Koenig throws her hands in the air as if to say it's about time. Foul goes on Melanie by her first, and Heiss to the line where she's 48.5%. West Branch trailing by three, 35-32. Heiss's first free throw. Righty shoots, and it's well short.
Yeah, sure, didn't even hit the rim.
Try to get this down to a two-point game. She could hit the second. Heiss. Flicks the right wrist and rattles that one in. It's a two-point game, 35-33. Osage leading, 53 seconds to play in the quarter. Right wing, Bobinette throws it away. Tried to feed underneath for the cutting Henson, and that pass was nowhere close. The 14th turnover for Osage, and this is really the only area where West Branch has had a clear advantage tonight is forcing turnovers.
Well, yeah, I think it's the fourth of the quarter for Osage. I don't believe West Branch has turned the ball over this quarter.
Osage by two. West Branch ball, 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Koenig gives Young right wing. Quiet night for Taya Young. Enters into the paint. Floater up and good. We're tied.
Well, again, Young, great job of splitting the top of the 2-3 and a tough shot from about 10 feet, but got it up and in.
20 seconds to play in the quarter. Knudsen trapped, throws it away for Taylor Tyne. West Branch the other way. West Branch with 14. They won't use a timeout. Koenig top of the key with 10. 35-35. And the Bears will hold for the last shot. Koenig with five. Dribbles in. Floater up. At the buzzer it goes. triple zeros. West Branch, a 6-0 run into the fourth quarter, and they lead it 37-35.
Great job by Koenig, letting them just a little clock run and then attacking the basket with about 4 seconds left. She got in the middle of the lane, and again, the defender right there, 6 foot, and Koenig got it up and over, and a great finish to the quarter for West Branch.
West Branch bringing all the momentum into the fourth quarter. It is 37-35, West Branch, and I really can't overstate how important that last sequence was.
Well, it was, because, boy, everything was going Osage's way there. West Branch had fallen behind. They weren't hitting shots. Dreiker, those two big threes, and then Young hit a shot, then Koenig finishes the quarter. Great finish to the quarter and a lot of momentum going West Branch's way.
37-35, Osage did have the edge in that third quarter in terms of points, 14-13, but it is West Branch that takes the lead into the fourth. The winner of this to play Cascade on Friday morning. West Branch and Osage here in this Class 2A Girls State quarterfinal. We got a horn, and here comes Osage.
Well, Osage just dominating the backboards. Osage has 33 rebounds, total to just 19 for West Branch.
Koenig guarding Knudsen as we start the fourth quarter. It's going to be a fun finish, folks. Buckle up. 35-37, Osage trailing with the ball. Knudsen top of the key for the Green Devils. Tosses left wing, Danny Johnson enters in. Lobs right side underneath, looking for Johnson. The pass is wide. And the steal from Kyle Lineskis for West Branch.
Good scrambling defense. Looked like the post was open, but West Branch rotated around and made the pass difficult, and a turnover for Osage.
Lexi Peek right wing for the Bears. West Branch by two. 7:25 to play here in the fourth quarter of this girls' state quarterfinal. Young for West Branch. Kicks Koenig. Corner three is well short. And Koenig tries to save her own rebound. Goes tumbling into a trash can. Knocks over the trash can. She gets back up and laughs. A smile on the face. The trash can, I don't think, is smiling, though. And the guy that has to clean up the trash that is now spilled on the floor, he is definitely not smiling.
Happy, no. No, Koenig, you just can't get on track. 2-for-13 from the field.
And yet West Branch still leading by two. Tie up
out.
And a timeout called just in the nick of time by Coach Erickson. I think if you look at this and say, this is not one of Sasha Koenig's better games, and yet West Branch still leading, have to feel pretty good about going forward, and particularly if they were to advance.
Well, the thing that jumps out, though, Koenig does have 7 assists. So, creating for others. If she could just get a couple to go, West Branch could stretch out that lead. So, just so close to having getting hot. A lot of those shots have been right around the rim. Good-looking shots that just have popped out. But that's, again, she's got a scorer's mentality. She'll keep looking for her shots and her opportunities.
7 minutes, 8 seconds left. One team will advance to the state semifinal. Another team's season comes to an end here at the Well in Des Moines. Osage ball after Coach Chad Erickson wisely called a timeout right before the tie-up was set to be called, which would have given it to West Branch.
Reset the game a little bit. 7:08 left. West Branch up 37-35. Osage two fouls to three for West Branch in this fourth quarter. And West Branch three timeouts left. Osage two timeouts left.
Sydney Brandow left wing for Osage. They can tie with a two, take the lead with a three. Enters down to the corner for Danny Johnson. Johnson lobs it left wing. Knudsen was wide open for three. Instead takes it back out behind the arc. West Branch in the man-to-man defense. Underneath Johnson, looks for the cutting Brandow. Turns, floats it up and in. We're tied again.
A nice kind of set play. They ran a double high post and got the ball and went high-low out of that set. And again, nothing West Branch could do to stop Brandow there.
Left wing Young dribbles into the paint. Drop step underneath Lineskis. Fires it to the top for Koenig, nearly loses the ball, saves near the midcourt line. 6.5 minutes to play, West Branch and Osage tied at 37. Koenig, floater, left elbow, still can't get her shot to fall. Off the right of the rim, rebound Danny Johnson for Osage. At 37 apiece, we're tied. Knudsen right wing.
I'll see if they go back to that set.
Looks for the dribble handoff. Brandow into the post. Underneath feeds Johnson. Whistle and a foul before
foul
the shot.
Foul before the shot. So, again, that's where there's a size mismatch at least one time. Because Taylor Tyne at what, about 5'7", guarding a 6-foot post player. So a tough defensive task.
Brandow saves the pass and then falls to her backside. Throws it underneath Johnson. Has the size mismatch. Turns, floats it in, and Osage by two. 39-37 with 6 minutes to play.
Well, again, time guarding Johnson there and just gives up too much size down low.
Young left wing for West Branch. Enters down the baseline. Muscles up. Shot blocked by Brandow. Osage with the ball and a chance to extend a two-point lead. Danny Johnson left wing has a definite size advantage. Launches a three over Peak. Well short. Koenig grabs the rebound in the mid-post. West Branch the other way. Tie with a two. Take the lead with a three. 39-37. Koenig into the post. Up and under move around and off. Lineskis fights for the rebound. High up keeps it with West Branch. And Sasha Koenig now 2 of 16 from the field.
Now, good job by Lineskis in there battling for that rebound. Oh, and Koenig goes to the bench here.
No, she's still in.
Oh, excuse me. Peak goes to the bench.
5:23 to play. West Branch down by 2 with the ball. Tyne searches for the inbounder. Finds Dreiker. Left of the circle. Dreiker's had a nice game. Leads the team with 14 points. Koenig right wing. Holds up her right hand. Goes off a screen left into the post. Stop and floats. Air ball. And the rebound falls to Brandow. And I have to wonder if perhaps they try and get other players more involved on offense.
Well, that time, again, the size bothered her. She penetrated in. But, again, just trying to get the ball
underneath
up and
Johnson
over.
Cutting to the basket. Layup rolls off. Rebound Lineskis. And then she's fouled from behind. That was a fortuitous bounce for West Branch. See if they can take advantage of it.
Yeah, that was a good
third foul on Danny Johnson.
Osage there, kind of a point-blank look that didn't go in, and Lameckis, good job by getting to the rebound, and she was fouled. So
39-37, Osage. Dreiker right wing for West Branch. Bounces down to the baseline, Lineskis. Two dribbles. Thought about the reverse layup. Instead finds a cutting Koenig. Zips it right corner. Dreiker open for three. Launches, and that one pops right off. Young fights for the rebound. Ball tipped off of Young and back to Osage.
That was a good look by Dreiker there. And, again, hit the inside of the rim. Looked good. Just a tad strong and pop back out.
39-37. Osage lead. Osage ball. 4:30 to play. Koenig comes up with a steal. Ball's loose. Lineskis falls to the ground. Timeout. Did he get it in time? Did Coach Ty Lee get it in time? No. They call the jump ball. And it heads to Osage. Some of the West Branch fans wanted to travel. Osage to inbound. Gets it in right for Brandow. Guarded by Tyne. Coming close. Fires it in Knudsen. Open in the corner. Melanie By launches a three over Taya Young. Shot around and off. Lineskis fights for the rebound secured. Brandow right wing. Three for Osage. Hits. A big one for the Green Devils. And they lead by five.
Well, that was just a long rebound out of a scrambling defense. West Branch again gave up an offensive rebound. And Brandow made them pay.
Tyne tosses right wing Koenig for West Branch. 38-22, the rebound disparity. Young tries to feed underneath, turns it over. Pass picked away by Melanie By, and here comes Osage
now,
the other way.
That may have been the first turnover of this half for West Branch, so they've taken care of the basketball. They just struggling to score.
Knutson dumps it off right wing. Top of the key, dribbles right, tosses for Bobinette driving in, bounces off, left wing, three on the way, Melanie By, well short, and a rebound, Sasha Koenig for West Branch. Bears down by 5, 3:22 to play. Koenig has the ball stripped away.
Had her pocket pick there. That's two quick turnovers back-to-back for West Branch.
Now, let's see if Osage elects to slow it down a little bit. Brandow on the left wing. 3:10 to play. Brandow drives on Lineskis, takes her to the basket, muscles up and in.
Now,
7-point lead. Brandow's
taking over the ball game here. She has 14 points.
44-37, Osage. 2:54 to play. Dreiker in the right wing. Timeout, West Branch.
Yeah, I think they needed that timeout. Actually, Brandow has 16 points. They didn't have it up there on the board yet. So, again, three baskets here in this fourth quarter, and one of them a three-pointer.
44-37. Well, we're approaching desperation time. What does West Branch need to do here, Eric, to keep themselves in?
Well, again, they got to kind of keep their patience. You know, they haven't scored in this quarter, 2:52 left, and they've been stuck on 37. They were up 37-35, and Osage has scored all 9 points in this quarter. But, you know, he got to kind of go with what got you here, and then that's Koenig. And, you know, either off the dribble looking to score or, again, maybe looking to pass. Dreiker, again, if she's open, she's shot the ball well tonight. She can't be hesitant. And but, again, just they need a good look. They need a basket to stem this tide.
Well, team's coming out of the timeout.
No one close to the bonus yet. West Branch, 14 fouls. Osage, just 3 team fouls. Not a lot of fouls called. Those two quick ones against Tyne early, but not a lot of fouls called. Looking up at the board, only one player with 3 fouls, and that's Danny Johnson for Osage.
Well, West Branch, season hanging in the balance. 3 minutes to play, down 44-37. Young, right wing, searches, kicks Tyne, left corner, big three on the way, rattles around and out, and a rebound for Koenig, nearly loses the ball. Koenig secures it near the midcourt stripe. 2:38 to play, West Branch still down 7. Koenig launches a right wing three, well short, rebound Bobinette for Osage. Koenig just doesn't have it tonight, 2 of 18 from the field. Right wing Knutson. Tosses right corner to Melanie By. Osage 2:22 away from advancing to the semifinals.
Well, we'll see if they go down. Nope, backdoor cut.
Backdoor cut, ball's loose, tapped out, headed
turnover.
To West Branch. Big turnover, West Branch with a chance here.
Good recovery, I think it was Tyne. She got beat backdoor, but was able to recover and just get a hand in, and then went off the Osage player out of bounds, so down to the 2:10 mark.
Koenig kicks it right corner, Taylor Tyne. Down to the baseline, Heiss zips it to the top, Dreiker launches a three. This is a big one. It's short, and the rebound falls to Knutson for Osage.
Well, that was about at the G League line there. That was a deep three-pointer there by Dreiker.
West Branch really struggling from three in this second half. They have not scored in the fourth quarter with a minute 50 to play. Bobinette, right corner, a three. Off the left of the rim, no. Heiss grabs the rebound for West Branch. Osage isn't hitting. West Branch needs some points. 100 seconds left. Koenig, left wing, tosses into the corner. Dreiker, three on the way. That one doesn't fall. Young grabs the rebound, finds Heiss underneath. Up and in. Big basket for West Branch. Timeout, Coach Ty Lee.
Well, that was
90 seconds left. Bears down by 5.
Hey, Young did a great job of getting a hold of that offensive rebound and was falling out of bounds and found Heiss underneath the basket for a pretty easy shot. West Branch's first points of the fourth quarter with 1:30 left, and they trail by 5.
Well, you know, you look 2 minutes in, West Branch, it looked like they might dominate this game. What did you see out of Osage today to allow them to fight back?
Well, I mean, they stayed patient. They stayed with it. Their size started to become more and more of a factor. Brandow, again, you know, has had a pretty big second half. 11 points here in the second half. And to be honest, old West Branch just struggling from the field. I have West Branch, it says here, 16 for 55 from the field. So, again, below 30%.
Osage gets it into Bobinette. No fouls yet. Bobinette being harassed. Osage works the ball across half court with Brandow on the left wing. 1:22 to play. Koenig gets in, and there's a foul called. Yes. Call a foul on Sasha Koenig, her third. Lots of contact, 1:20 to play. West Branch still has a foul to give. Trailing 44-39, and they might need to give it right away.
Well, this is where if you're on the West Branch bench, you start looking to see who you might want to foul. Close to an over and back on the inbounds pass.
I think that should have been an over and back.
Now, official, one of the West Branch players, kind of made the motion over back. Official shook his head no.
Fourth foul on Koenig now.
Well, it's tough. If you can, you don't want Koenig to be the player committing the foul.
Knutson bounces it in for Brandow, who's had a fantastic game for Osage. Throws it underneath Johnson, up and rolls it off, and it doesn't go. Grabs her own rebound and gets the second effort. And there's the story of the game for Osage. So many offensive rebounds. That was their 13th. West Branch in desperation mode. And a steal on the other end. Danny Johnson grabs the tip pass, rolls it to the basket, and the layup up and good. Osage by 8. And that might be the dagger, Eric.
Well, I think it is. You have 46.4 seconds left and actually a 9-point lead. Again, West Branch just the one basket here. Or what?
The one basket by Heiss.
Yeah, again, you just can't go into the biggest quarter of the season and just struggle the way they have offensively.
48-39, West Branch. Seemed to have all the momentum going their way at the end of the third. And now we'll have a Herculean effort to beat Osage here in the state quarterfinal. Regardless of what happens, what a phenomenal season for Coach Ty Lee and the Bears.
It has been, and it's just been, struggling shooting, 16 for 55, 29.1%. And they hit some early threes. They're 6 for 20, so below right at 30. Percent, from the three-point line, but Osage 18 for 48 from the field, 37%, and Osage has gotten to the free throw line a little more. West Branch has only shot the two free throws, those two by Heiss, where Osage has only shot 7, so not a huge disparity, but again, that's kind of the difference when you look at the lead for
falls down
Osage.
To the right side, Nixon, three more on the way. Got it!
It was Koenig driving.
Brennis Nixon's got it, stuck out automatic,
whistle
and the cycle completed, 51-48. He's hit three straight threes on senior night.
Brennis. On the Wildcats, 70-66. There's under three on
the
clock
for West Branch. Tyne searches, kicks right corner, Dreiker, 43 seconds. Dreiker hits Koenig, top of the key. Koenig drives underneath Heiss, up and under move, layup rolls in. Timeout, West Branch.
Well, 7 points for Mackenzie Heiss. She has all four of West Branch's points here in the fourth quarter. That gets West Branch to within 7, but again, only 37 seconds left in the ball game.
And they will have to foul almost immediately.
And West Branch is out of timeouts as well, so they cannot stop the clock again.
A fantastic season from West Branch, and you look at how much is coming back for next season. Taya Young, Sasha Koenig, Delaney Lineskis, Ryland Dreiker, there's a lot to build off here. The losses will be substantial. Kyle Lineskis, Mackenzie Heiss, Taylor Tyne, but there's a lot to build off.
Well, there is, and Lexi Pika has gotten a lot of minutes this year. Again, averages actually 8.8 points per ball game. Has not scored tonight, but again, has that potential. Again, this is where hopefully, this experience of getting down to Des Moines sets the table for, off-season where you put a lot of time and effort. And again, so many of these kids are multiple sport athletes. It's, a little hard to, quote-unquote, be year-round. But, again, to experience this, you want to try to experience it again.
Get it into Johnson. She gets the pass off to Brandow. Need to foul. West Branch isn't fouling. I'll see, they can't have Koenig do the fouling, so Dreiker will foul, but they got nearly 10 seconds off the clock.
Yeah, and again, without being able to stop the clock with timeouts after made baskets, it's going to be awfully tough for West Branch. Osage actually taking everyone off of the free throw line here. It will be a 1-1 here for Osage.
Free throw up on the way by Bye, and it's short. Rebound Heiss. West Branch has a chance. Down by 7. Under 20 seconds to play. Koenig gives it left wing. Dreiker a 3. Around and off. And a rebound bounces out off of Heiss and back to Osage. And they'll be able to dribble this one out, leading by 7 with 18 seconds to play. I think West Branch will probably foul again.
Yeah, 18 seconds left. Again, they'll play it out here.
But Osage is more than likely going to go on. And a foul on Taya Young will send Danny Johnson to the line for free throws that should ice this one for the Green Devils.
Well, a tough night for Sasha Koenig, 2 for 18 from the field. I don't know if we'll ever see that again in her career. But part of that's, again, good defense. Some of those were tough shots. Again, not that she can't make tough shots, but not able to tonight.
16.8 tonight left to play.
Well, and West Branch taking some starters out now. Koenig, I believe, comes to the bench. Young comes to the bench.
They're going to put the seniors out there for their final high school minutes. Heiss, Lanescas, Taylor Bell, because that shot goes in. Taylor Tyne. And what a career it's been for this senior class. We're able to get to a state tournament, and anytime you can finish your season here, it's a successful season.
Well, that's
Danny Johnson, it's two free throws.
All the points in the fourth quarter for Osage have come from Johnson and Brandow.
Heiss, right wing, a three, and that's short. Kyle Lanescas with the rebound, and she's fouled. Abby Waterman also in there for...
Only the fourth foul for Osage. So again, just an unusual game where West Branch only shoots two free throws.
Taylor Tyne, right wing. You can see some of these players holding back the tears. Lanescas misses the turnaround jumper. Gives it right wing Tyne at the buzzer, a three. Couldn't bank that one in. Rebound Heiss, puts it up at the buzzer. Rolls it in, and Osage wins their first state tournament game since 1993 as they are headed to the state semifinal to take on Cascade, and a fantastic season for West Branch comes to an end at 21-4 here in Des Moines.
Well, Heiss had all 6 points for West Branch that quarter. Again, West Branch led 37-35 going into the quarter, but Osage 15-6 outscoring West Branch in the fourth quarter.
Now we'll take a break and then come back and wrap things up. A fantastic season draws to a close for West Branch. Final score here from the well, 50-41, Osage the winners. High school basketball on the gym is presented by Hills Bank.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com. or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn 5 times the national average. Banking with Capital One means 5 times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon. Or 5 times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Here's a life hack you won't find in any podcast. The fuel you put in your engine matters. Shell V Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, be sure to subscribe to Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now, it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/30/120. Terms apply. See 5hewin.com for details.
KCIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Osage, the winners here at Wells Fargo Arena, 50-43. They take it over West Branch, ending the Bears' season at 21-4. The Green Devils advance to play top-ranked Cascade on Friday morning, 20. 20- 3-2. They improve. And just a tough, tough day, especially on the boards. That ended up being the disparity here. West Branch just really struggled on the boards tonight. Osage absolutely dominated in a fashion that we really haven't seen at any point this year against West Branch.
Well, part of the rebound differential was just also West Branch's shooting. They went 18 for 61, 29.5%. So the stats we have online here said that Osage had 43 rebounds, 13 offense, 30 defensive rebounds. West Branch actually got to quite a few boards, but again, they just couldn't score second chance points. West Branch only 6 second half chance points to 13 for Osage. And West Branch actually even outscored them in the paint, 22-18, and even points off turnovers, they outscored them 17-9. But just a tough shooting night for a number of West Branch players, and that was just impossible to overcome. They gained the momentum at the end of the third quarter, had that 2-point lead, 37-35. But as we said, Mackenzie Heiss scored all 6 points, and one of those was a basket basically at the fourth quarter buzzer. And, that they fell behind by 6-7 points and just weren't able to cut that lead down. And it'll be a tough one tonight for the West Branch kids because they played hard. You know, I don't think the stage was too big for them or anything like that. But, Sasha Koenig will have better nights, but 2 for 18, that's tough to overcome.
Yeah, they played hard tonight, and let's just give one last shout-out to the stellar senior class for this West Branch team that got to make a trip to the state tournament, cross that off the bucket list. Obviously, the end of the high school team sports season for this can be very tough. Kyle Oneskis, a fantastic rebounder, post player. She'll continue playing sports collegiately at Iowa, where she'll go play softball. The softball season coming up soon. Taylor Tyne, who struggled a little bit tonight, but overall has been one of their more reliable three-point shooters. Taylor Belk and Abby Waterman, who came off the bench at times. And Mackenzie Heiss, who I thought had a really, really strong game in her final high
school
game.
4 for 6 from the field and 1 for 2 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds. Kyle Lenekis and 9 rebounds there. So, again, a lot of kids played well, but you just couldn't overcome the kind of shooting night that they had. Tyne 1 for 6 from the field. Dreiker 4 for 10 from the three-point line. That was big. She got him off to a good start and got him back in the game at that one stretch where they made the comeback, but just too much. And Osage, they only scored 5 points in that first quarter, but then they went 16 points, 14 points, 15 points. They rebounded fairly well after a very slow start. And, a credit to them. There was a couple times we thought maybe West Branch might get up by, double digits and things, and they had some opportunities there. But, just struggling to put the ball in the basket. The effort was there. I think the defensive effort was certainly there. They battled on the boards, but again, we're out rebound by 13. But a lot of that has to do with just the number of defensive rebounds that Osage got off of missed shots. And again, Sasha Koenig, although she didn't shoot the ball well, again ended up with 4 rebounds and 8 assists. Those were huge. Again, if you're not scoring, she was making passes to other players who were converting, but. Boy, you just needed a couple shots to drop at key times, and that didn't happen for West Branch tonight.
50-43, Osage the winners here over West Branch. And just one area team left standing in girls basketball. City High plays Thursday morning in their state semifinal, with West Branch and Clear Creek Amana being eliminated today. Tomorrow night we'll be in Muscatine as Clear Creek Amana boys look to be the only area team to send both boys and girls to the state tournament as they take on Davenport Assumption. Tip-off at 7 from Muscatine High School. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:50. Final score here inside West Branch inside Wells Fargo Arena is the West Branch Bears falling to Osage 50-43. For our studio producer, Jeff Downing, and my partner, Eric Peterson, my name is Miles Klotz. We will talk to you tomorrow from Muscatine.